Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Locked On Timberwolves podcast, cross promo edition. Andy Carlson in the studio today of Vikings Twitter and blogosphere fame. How are you doing, Andy?
I'm fantastic. Zeebo, has anyone called you Zeebo yet?
Not yet. I've been waiting, though, for years.
I feel like that's such a natural nickname. I'm kind of disappointed that we haven't picked up on it yet.
Zeebo is the nickname, of course, of Zach Randolph, who has played for the Memphis Grizzlies these last few seasons. Funny story, he once stole my hot chocolate in the Starbucks across the street from Target Center.
Did you ask for Zeebo on it? Then put Zeebo, then he just took it?
No, I asked for Zach, and he asked for Zach, and he just took it.
Oh, well, there it is.
This is after he paid with a $100 bill, which I did not pay with.
Do you leave it all as a tip?
No, he did not.
Ah, that's good, because that's how I feel like that's how guys go broke.
Guys do go broke that way. He was at the register about to pay, and then he forgot his money, so he ran out. He goes running out. He asked Mike Miller for some money, and Mike Miller hands him $100, and he went back and paid with the $100. So if you want to call me Zeebo, I'm all for it.
Hey, well, there you go.
Andy, we're in the studio. Of course, we're going to record the ALA Andy Lucan Reef Football Machine, which you co-host, of course, in about an hour. What else do you do, just to give some listeners some background? I know you're all over the place, and I probably don't know.
Well, besides the day job, do Purple for the Win, do the Dad Mode podcast, do
a great pod, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Do both Andy Carlson, just did like a general bullshit show, and starting up a YouTube channel. Doing that up.
You're in the process of starting, or you have started?
Well, it's initially for the Purple for the Win, just Viking stuff. I just put the podcast episodes on there, and then I saw that a bunch of people were subscribing, so now I'm starting to do daily-ish like 5-minute videos, and that's going pretty well.
All Minnesota Viking centric?
Yeah, I mean, it's super easy to do. I found that just putting in front of the camera, I can, all my BSing just like really comes through. I don't know what it is.
Comes through better on the camera.
Yeah.
Are you able to listen to Sam Ekstrom in his Locked On Vikings program, or do you not? Is that not your thing?
Oh, all the time. That's where I get all my info to talk about.
All right.
And co-opt.
Well, there you have it. Yeah. Andy, of course, I sat, as I mentioned before, we're sitting here waiting to do your show, and I had yet to do a show today, so I figured, Andy, come on board. We'll talk.
Yes, so
we'll start with the Minnesota Lynx, who improved to 4-0 yesterday after an 80-78 victory over the Connecticut Sun. Score offered, Connecticut had a chance to win or tie at the last minute. They weren't able to get a shot off at the very last second, but it was a close game. Overall, Connecticut led by two after the first two quarters at halftime, and then the Minnesota Lynx used a 27-17 third quarter to propel themselves to victory. Sylvia Fowles, who WNBA.com has as their leading MVP candidate on the season, led the way with 16 points on 6 of on 8 of 12 or 21 points on 8 of 12 shooting, I'm sorry. Added 13 rebounds, 5 blocks, and 3 steals. She, as I mentioned before, is the league leader, as WNBA.com puts it, in for the MVP race early on due to a struggling Maya Moore, who is only shooting 32%, although she is averaging 5.5 assists per game, which would be a career high if she finishes the season that way. So, Andy, have you been able to tune into any Lynx action this season?
Well, the fact that I didn't know that last night's game wasn't a preseason game, no.
No, and it was on ESPN, too. or what? ESPN. It was on ESPN.
As well. Also. Okay.
Yeah. So, gotcha. And you were still unable to tune in.
Well, it's exciting. And just glance on the roster, you forget how long basketball players can play. I mean, you got ladies who've been in the league 14 years. Four players have been in the league at least 14 seasons.
Yeah.
That's pretty insane.
Yeah. Simone Augustus was second to fouls and points yesterday, 16 points on 6 of 9 shooting. Nice. Mm. and Maya Moore, an off shooting night, 12 points, 4 of 9 shooting. She did add 5 assists and 6 rebounds, in addition to 4 turnovers. So, pretty solid start for the Lynx, considering their best player, Maya Moore, has yet to really get it rolling. Lindsay Whalen, still steady as always. Coach Cheryl Reeve limiting her minutes still, only 24 minutes. She scored 4 points, added 3 assists. So, the depth still pulling through. Renee Montgomery, Gia Perkins, they add a combined 13 points on an efficient 4 of 9 shooting. So the Lynx are in action. They'll take on Connecticut in Connecticut this Friday before returning home this Sunday against the San Antonio Stars. They're playing at XL too, by the way, Andy, for those who don't know.
Have you been there yet for the basketball setup?
Is it have cool? not. I'm still waiting. Closed circuit to Brian Kersky. I'm still waiting on my, my Lynx season credential to come through. But I was there last year for a playoff game. It was okay.
I think the Lynx should just take over the X. I understand Target Center is going through a whole bunch of renovations now, but how cool it'll be for them to have their own arena as opposed to sharing tenancy with the Wolves.
We've gone back and forth about this. I just disagree. I like that they're combined. They share a practice facility. Mm-hmm. They, a lot of the people, the employees work for both the Wolves and the Lynx. People who sell tickets for the Wolves also sell tickets for the Lynx. So it wouldn't make much sense. Although I'm all for, they play something called Fight Puck at the XL Energy Center. And so having another team inhabit it, mm-hmm. I'm not against it.
Well, I'm coming to your side now, because if the Lynx start up the season, it obviously would conflict with the Fight Puck team making their Stanley Cup run.
Oh, yeah. We're still waiting on that, by the way.
Yeah.
The Stanley Cup
run. It's coming.
In Wolves news, the headline on ESPN today on the bottom line was, Wolves will pursue Derrick Rose in free agency. ESPN's Ian Begley reports. How much legitimacy is there to the report? I'm not totally sure. There was obviously trade rumors last year regarding one Ricky Rubio and Derrick Rose that never came to fruition. I don't know if there's a whole lot of legitimacy to this. Obviously, if I'm the Wolves, I'm not totally interested in Derrick Rose, who averaged 18 points, 4.4 assists, and 3.8 rebounds in 64 games for the New York Knicks last season. The Knicks finished 31-51. The one stat that I did see, Derrick Rose, his free throw rate was just abysmal. He hardly ever got to the free throw line, whether that was due to his injury history and fear of getting fouled and succumbing to another injury again. I'm not totally sure, but the dude never made it to the free throw line. I think we've pontificated on this program a lot how Ricky Rubio is kind of the point guard for the future, the near future for the Wolves. But Andy, have you seen this report, and is it totally ludicrous in your eyes as a more casual fan as well?
This would be exciting like 6 years ago. it really would have been. But now, the thin association with association with Tibbs, and now it's like, it's past his prime. Like, the Wolves are a young team. Why bring him in? Unless he understands that he's going to be a bench or role player, maybe. I don't know if Derrick Rose necessarily has that in him, even though that's where he is at the stage of his career. And as a casual fan, I'd much rather prefer to have Rubio than Derrick Rose.
Wow, even as a casual fan who's more than likely the one to say, oh, well, Rubio can't shoot.
I don't care. The other guys can shoot.
Have you tuned into the playoffs at all? I think we talked about this in the car a little.
I have glanced at a couple of games. They've all been blowouts. Smarter basketball people than I have said that this is one of the worst playoffs ever. But since it's all culminating, as we all knew at the beginning of the playoffs when there were 16 teams, that it was going to be Wolves.
What a world.
Warriors-Cavs 3, which will be a pretty damn good finals, hopefully, with a rubber match.
Are you excited as a more surface observer to watch that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Warriors are already in, and it looks like the Cavs are going to close up the Celtics, even though the Celtics stole game three. I'll tune in for a couple of games, especially if it gets pretty exciting late. I mean, it's the NBA, so it's guaranteed to go to a game seven, right?
Almost,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you saying the NBA is rigged, Andy?
Not so much rigged, but it's well thought out.
There's a strong influential hand that is in play here.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
There's a Target Center renovation tour. It looks like a drone tour. It's on the Timberwolves Reddit page. The website is airvuz.com.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're coming along. They've started to remove the atrocious green and blue seats inside Target Center, which is a start.
Yeah, sweet.
Aside from that, not a whole lot of news on the Wolves front. I know within the coming days I'm going to have somebody in here who is who knows a little bit more about college basketball than I do to talk about Jonathan Isaac. Jonathan Isaac, of course, is a Florida State product. 6'11 would be an intriguing piece to pair with Towns, two bigs who would be able to switch on to smaller defenders on the perimeter. Mm-hmm. He seems to be the favorite for the Wolves at the number seven spot so far. There are talks about trading the pick, of course, and things like that. Danny LaRue has a piece at SI.com previewing the Wolves off season, some ideas of what they should and shouldn't do. The potential targets paragraph is particularly intriguing. I like his idea of they should try to get in the door with Gordon Hayward, who would be a nice fit next to Wiggins and Towns. They would also have win now options a la Paul Millsap, who recently, he opted out of his contract with Atlanta, something that wasn't too surprising and rather expected. J.J. Redick, we've talked about on this program, wouldn't be a bad fit, even though he's 33. Get themselves some perimeter shooting. Joe Ingles, who my boy Tim Fakeless likes a lot. He's only 29, can play the perimeter. A couple years ago, he was like the most bang for your buck player out on the Utah Jazz. Patrick Peterson, although he's had some horrible playoffs. And then, of course, current free agent, former Wolf, Omri Caspi, Shabazz Muhammad, CJ Miles, and Justin Holiday would all be options. Another option LaRue suggests is Taj Gibson. Mm-hmm. Who is a former Timberwolves player who finished the year out in OKC. I don't know if I'm necessarily for that. I think he's going to require a lot of money. But he would be a 32-year-old fit for them. Other than that, not a whole lot of news. I know I'm going to have Tom Schreier in the studio tomorrow. We'll catch up on some draft stuff, talk some Minnesota Lynx, and preview Jonathan Isaac and a couple other draft prospects in the coming days. So, Andy, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, you got it.
This has been Locked On Wolves for May 24th, 2017. My name is Zachary Bennett, at Zachary BD on Twitter, and you can follow Andy at Andy Carlson Show.
Yeah.
So long and good night. So long and good night. Adios. Bye.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our four-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our two-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.